Blog Talk Radio.
This is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. 646-787-1532 is our call-in number if you'd like to talk and ask Dr. Rehm any questions. And good afternoon, Dr. Rehm.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you once again. This is a great broadcast, and we get out some great information, and we get to keep your feet healthy. Thank you, Don.
Absolutely. Hey, today we're going to be talking about pregnancy and the problems with the feet. And, you know, pregnancy is the cause of many different changes, you know, in pregnancy. There's many different changes that go on in the women's body. And, you know, as can be expected, women have common complaints throughout their pregnancy. And one of these complaints that is often overlooked is foot pain. And that's what we're going to find out and talk to you a little bit about, Dr. Rehm. And so take it away.
Well, you know, people don't really talk about pregnancy as it relates to the foot. And you know, I always tell you, Don Allen, I always tell our audiences, the foot is attached to the rest of the body. But anybody listening to this broadcast, I would like to know when the last time they went to their OBGYN doctor or whoever's taking care of their pregnancy, when did they look at their feet? The feet are totally forgotten about in the usual circumstance. But pregnancy has a vast impact on the feet. And I want women to pay attention to prevention, meaning that while they're pregnant, they should know what is happening to their feet. And it's very, very important because there's all kinds of changes. And the changes can be broken down to biomechanical and biochemical. And that's the label of the changes that take place in women who are pregnant feet.
Okay. So what would how does the pregnancy affect the feet then?
Well, the pregnancy affects the foot biomechanically and biochemically. The biochemical process comes first because there's hormones that pregnant women secrete into their body to make all the muscles and all the soft tissues relax. After all, the baby has to get out, right?
Right.
And nature has to prepare for that. And they prepare for that by changing chemistry of the person involved, in this case, the women. And one of these hormones is called relaxin. And relaxin relaxes even the tendons on the feet. And when women are abusing their feet are more likely to be misshapen and react adversely to the pressures that they're putting on them. For instance, if a person, while they're pregnant, wears high heels, the tendons are looser and the soft tissues and the plantar fascia is looser than it would normally be. And so therefore it's possible it becomes disjointed and out of alignment and out of balance. And it could even cause permanent changes.
Okay. I hear you saying don't wear high heels during pregnancy.
Well, I'm saying that during pregnancy, there are a series of rules that people should be aware of that I don't know how many women are advised of these changes. I mean, these changes show up as swelling and sore feet in the arch and the ball. They show up as ankle and knee pain. They even show up as dry, cracked, scaly skin. They show up as increased callus. In pregnancy, in addition to all this, you have a chance of gestational diabetes. That's because of insulin resistance and the effect that the placental hormones can cause the gestational diabetes. And so because of all these things, we should take precautions against the swelling. How do we do that? Massage, support hose, sore feet. Don't do anything that causes them sore. Don't go walk in the mall for 3 hours. Don't go wear flat shoes or high heel shoes. Don't be careful. You got to take care of your feet. Don't do anything heroic. I see these women who are pregnant. I'm not kidding, Don Allen. I see these women who are pregnant at the gym, and they're on the treadmill going 50 miles an hour for 1 hour or something like that. I'm exaggerating, but they're ruining their feet. Their hormones are not the same as when they're not pregnant. And they've got to be careful. They've got to have some specialized foot cream. At Dr. Ream Remedies, drreemremedies.com. That's Dr. Ream, D-R-R-E-H-M, remedies.com. And anybody who wants to take my advice, they go to that website, and they'll see that I make certain creams, the Balm Rouge formula, that has a good friction factor, which is a good massage. Massage is very important for mobilizing the waste products that accumulate in the feet because of the swelling. So you're wearing support hose, you're massaging your feet, you're getting appropriate shoes and arch supports, you're keeping your feet elevated, you're watching your blood sugars, you're watching your diet because gestational diabetes happens in a large percentage of women. And you're creating a platform and a program for prevention of foot problems during pregnancy.
All right. Our call-in line is 646-787-1532. And Dr. Ream, we've got somebody on the line, either with a question or comment. I'm going to go ahead and open the line and let you talk to them, ask questions, and see what they've got. Okay?
Okay. What's your name?
Hang on.
This is Jennifer.
There you go.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm Dr. Ream. Thank you for calling into the Foot Expert Online. Are you interested in pregnancy in the foot? Do you have questions regarding that?
Yes. So I was listening to what you were saying. It was interesting how you were talking about, I don't wear high heels. I am currently in my first trimester. Just because they're uncomfortable to me, but I mean, feet are important to me. I do feel like I take care of my feet and I make sure that they're always feeling healthy, but I have noticed within the last probably month, I wear a lot of flip-flops, which I don't know that that's bad or good, but
That's bad. That's not good.
Well, I noticed my second toe, which used to be perfectly straight, is kind of growing, like, on both sides, like this lump out of the side, like exactly where the little piece goes of the flip-flop. Like, it's almost like it's pushing it. And like,
yes.
I said, I've noticed my feet a lot, and that's just happened in the last month. So that was kind of...
Oh, boy, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So do you suggest just tennis shoes, or what's the best shoe to wear?
Okay, it's not about shoes, okay? This is not about shoes. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Is this your first pregnancy?
No, it's my second. I didn't really notice any changes with my first. I didn't have any inflammation. I do remember specifically wearing heels when I was probably halfway through, maybe a little bit more. And they weren't super high heels, but it was an event that I could not walk. Like, I couldn't even fit. I had to get on my husband's back, and he had to carry me to the car because they were in so much pain. Even though I hadn't felt like I had problems before, but wearing heels was just
Okay.
But
so,
this is my second.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you're saying is that one time your feet did swell up, are they swollen now? Did they get swollen? As a matter of fact, a point of interest, just so you know what we're talking about, the first pregnancy is most important, and the second half of the first pregnancy is the most important area where problems can occur. And when these problems can occur, you have to realize that the ligaments and the joints and the muscles are looser because of the hormone changes. And when you put pressure on the foot, it causes the foot to go off balance. And in essence, you could think of it as partially dislocating the proper position of the joints. And then you grab, and that's why your feet are changing now, I would bet. I'm not there examining you, but that can cause the changes that you're talking about now. So you're wearing flip-flops, my dear. And I'm going on record as saying a woman who's pregnant should be wearing proper shoes and arch supports to prevent the foot from going off balance and allowing the foot to be stable during walking.
Okay.
Okay, and are your feet swelling as well? Another thing you mentioned to me.
Feet swelling as well?
No, not yet. I mean, I'm pretty early, so I haven't noticed any swelling, just that deformity. I do have pretty dry heels, but doesn't matter
now,
how much lotion.
Okay, that's one of my the things that I write about and that I talk about. Dry skin and especially heels are part of the pregnancy clinical picture. This is all part of it. As a matter of fact, I could put my hand on a foot of a pregnant woman without even looking at her, and I could tell if they're pregnant or not. That's how much the skin changes. And remember, and Don Allen, you always hear me say this, we need to what? Pay attention to prevention. And
exactly.
In so doing, now you're not motivated to do anything right now because you say you don't have any problems. What I'm trying to tell the audience is that they should be applying foot cream and using shoes and arch supports and keeping their feet elevated and using support hose before things start to happen. Because once things start to happen, the foot has already been damaged in a minor sense. And as time goes on, it becomes more and more damaged, if I could use that word.
Okay. Dr. Reem, we'd talked a little bit earlier about the show and this. And you had mentioned also that as the foot becomes out of balance or the joints, that also has a tendency to create the back pain, does it not? I mean,
oh my God! You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I'm so glad you mentioned that because when you pronate, when your foot goes out of position when you walk in order to balance yourself, and what that looks like instead of your foot meets the ground abnormally. And what I'm saying is put the ground up to the foot so you don't have to bend your leg. When you bend your leg like that, you're hurting your ankle, your knee, your hip. You're bending your shoulders, you're twisting your back, and you're bending your neck to create the balance. Try doing that. Just try putting your foot in a different position and see how it even to such a little extent, it affects every part of what we call the kinetic chain, the ankle, the knee, the hip, the shoulder, the back, the neck. It affects that. And what we want to do is prevent these changes. So, my dear, you're calling in the beginning of a pregnancy. What I want you to think about is what? Paying attention to prevention. Because these changes that you're creating can become permanent. Do you wear flip-flops all the time?
I obviously have other shoes, and I go to the gym and wear tennis shoes, but yeah, they're probably.
What do you do at the gym?
I don't do a lot right now. I mean, I feel I'm at that stage where I'm tired and like get exhausted pretty quick. So
exactly.
I walk on the
treadmill. Are you overweight?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because every pound you have is exaggerated 3 to 5 times. Your body weight goes down on the feet with each step. And pregnancy, part of the problem that's creating damage and off balance is the increase in weight. And so, like I said, it's biomechanics and biochemistry that you have to pay attention to. And also, are you eating right?
Yeah, I feel like I eat pretty well. There's always certain cravings that I have, but I do have a healthy diet.
Okay, so you're basically a pretty healthy person.
I'd
you're
say
having
so.
Very little problems.
I did fitness
and you're having very little
so.
Problems with your feet right now, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's other things like you just listening to. I have lower back pain that comes and goes. You know, and it's right, it's certain moves you make or certain way you shift. I have with my first pregnancy, I got varicose veins and not a ton, but a few on the back of the knee.
What city did you say you're calling from?
Ogden,
Utah. So the thing is that I want you to call a podiatrist, a board-certified podiatrist. One that's a member of the American Board of Multiple Specialties in Podiatry. That means he's board certified in podiatry. I want you to call him, and I want you to get in there and have your feet checked and see if you're a candidate for custom orthotics and recommendation for shoes, because this is a marker for other problems that you are or will have in the future is this back pain. You have to be twisting your foot a significant amount for you to be getting back pain.
Okay.
So, I'm and how far along did you say you were?
Just 10 weeks. It's not far along.
Okay. So as you get more in your pregnancy, you'll be prepared for all these changes. What we're learning now is you'll be prepared for all of this. And I want you to go to drreamremedies.com and look at the Balm Reish Orange. And look at the Balm Reish green pads. And these pads clean the skin and make a pathway for the cream to be absorbed better. And so this cream is anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal, and really relaxes the foot and really conditions the skin. And you're going to – what you see in your heels now could – be dry all over the feet as the pregnancy progresses. I want to prevent this. Again, what I'm about, everybody listening, I want them to know this. What I'm about is attention to prevention. People pay more attention to their cars than they do about their feet. And then now you have an OBGYN. You have a doctor that you're going to for your pregnancy. Am I correct?
Yes, I do.
Did he examine your feet?
No.
No. What, the feet aren't part of the body? Did he examine any other part of your body? Did your doctor look in your throat? Did he look in your ears? Did he test your reflexes? Did he do any of that?
Not every part of the body, but yes, some of them.
Okay, but the foot is not looked at. It's not part of the body. Every other, did he look in your throat? Did he look in your eyes? Did he, did he weigh you? All this stuff,
yeah.
But they don't look at the feet. The feet are part of the body, ladies and gentlemen. So if I can get a message across, attention to prevention, and the feet are attached to the rest of the body. You have to know that. And pregnancy is certainly a major change, a major insult, if I could, a biomechanical insult and a biochemical insult. It's a good insult. It's great to be pregnant, but all these changes take place that can cause permanent problems. I want to point to you. I want to ask you something. there's some interesting facts. The size of your feet usually increase during pregnancy. Are yours doing that?
I haven't noticed it yet. I think with the first one, I noticed it with 1 foot, that it felt a little bigger, even though I didn't feel swelling.
Isn't that funny?
So far,
you're getting the dry, cracked skin, okay, and your feet may be getting a little bigger, and you have back pain. Do you have any other pains anywhere, your ankle, your knee?
No, not so far.
Okay, and your feet, are they painful at all?
No, not that I can really think of. I mean, the only thing, I noticed was the toe.
I'm glad they're not, but these are things to pay attention to in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any other questions for me, my dear?
I don't think so. That was a great help.
Okay, what did you take away? Like, can I rest easy tonight knowing that you took away some message from this dialogue?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to go check out those creams and probably go see a foot doctor.
Okay, you're great. Good. Thank you for calling, my dear.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. You see this, Don Allen, what we're learning is really, I mean, the whole message of all our podcasts regarding the Foot Expert Online, all our podcasts, the foot are really a neglected part of the body. Don't you see that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, and I don't think, you know, as people are listening to it, and when you're talking about the ground rising up to meet your foot, I've thought about that several times this week as I walk over uneven grounds and things like that, and I go, how is this ground coming up to meet my foot? And like you say, it's good shoes, good orthotics, good, you know, taking care of your feet, making sure that they're warm and dry and clean.
Exactly. An interesting fact, and we've talked about this before, when Mother Nature made the foot, she didn't know that man was going to make the ground flat. That's man's invention. That's our invention. And that's why, instead of allowing the foot to meet the ground, especially during pregnancy, when all these tendons and ligaments and muscles are loosened and can dislocate further, do you get that? That's why it's important to bring the surface up to the foot instead of allowing the foot to meet the ground. Because as you see the foot pronating, it throws the whole kinetic chain, the ankle, the knee, the hip, the back, the shoulder, the neck. It throws it all off balance. So you could have no other symptoms, just like the caller that just called in, except the sore back and in this 10 weeks of pregnancy, in the beginning of her pregnancy, she's starting to get back pain. This is very significant. And her doctor didn't even look at her feet, and she's getting back pain?
Well,
I want everybody out there listening to notice this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of the things, there's a couple of questions I had for you. Okay, pronation, that's a new big word maybe for a lot of people. Does that mean that the foot is flattening out?
Yes, I'm sorry. You know, sometimes I think in medical terms and I forget to translate it to layman terms, and sometimes it's hard to do. But if you could picture the foot hitting the ground and putting your arch flattened to meet the ground, where your big toe goes toward the ground and your little toe goes up, that's called pronation. As you do that, you unlock some of the joints. The joints unlock and become not stable. They're becoming off balance, and it's harder to gain the momentum to take the step. And so for you're squeezing your toes to get up. Is that a more clear? That's pronation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that making it a little clearer?
as you're explaining it, I'm putting my foot down and it kind of putting pressure and then squeezing my toes together and realizing, you know, like say most people just, they just walk and they don't realize that that's, you know, that's what's happening to their feet. And then like you had mentioned, even though a person is healthy and they're not overweight or anything, you're still putting in a pregnancy, you're still putting 20, 25 pounds with all the extra fluid, the baby and everything on. And that's a lot of weight. I know that one time I was about 30, 35 pounds overweight and my feet hurt all the time. And just by losing that weight, you know, my feet were much better and they feel better. And I keep my weight down just for that reason.
Do you understand why your feet were hurting with 30 pounds overweight?
I do. Yeah,
because
that's a lot of weight.
Three to
because
eight times the body weight.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
3 to 8 times the body weight is transmitted to the ground. So if you were overweight 30 pounds, that means at least it was 100 pounds more you were hitting the ground with a force down and then a reactive force up. So you're killing your feet. That heel contact, that hitting the ground, there's a reactive force as well. So you're hitting the ground, depending on what surface and up and down and whatever, it's hitting the ground hard. And then there's a reactive force, and you're getting 3 to 8 times the body weight hitting the foot. And so in pregnancy alone, you have a gain of weight. A lot of women gain up to 40 pounds, maybe more.
Yeah.
And
then,
these
then the other
changes
thing is
could
you,
be permanent. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you mentioned that the hormone relaxin, I mean, it basically tells what it is, but if that's causing your joints and everything to loosen up all throughout your body, that's going to create more problems too, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. That's why I chose the topic of pregnancy to talk about the feet, because it's not talked about. It's not discussed. The OBGYN doctors who are taking care of the pregnancy, they're not discussing it, okay? But it's such a magnificent situation and problem and can pose such risk. I have these women coming in with these big bunions. A lot of it was caused starting during pregnancy.
Wow. Well,
that's my big warning today.
Yeah, that's great for young girls and middle-aged girls as well that are being pregnant. They need to realize that a lot of the problems that they can have in the future are created now.
Now, I want you to realize something, too. In the past weeks, we've talked about diabetes. And diabetes can actually start in pregnancy. Because of the hormones effect, on the body, it could actually produce a permanent. It's usually called gestational, and it usually goes away. But if you're really in there in the diabetic zone, if your blood sugars are really out of control, it could cause permanent damage and permanent diabetes. And so, even that's a warning, and that's a message of today.
All right.
Is not only watch yourself mechanically, but biochemically, diet, moderate exercise. I said exercise. I implied that exercise is not. Moderate exercise to build up the core, the muscles of the foot, just moderate exercise. You really have to get to know, you know, what exercises they are. Go to drreemremedies.com, and if necessary, get a hold of me, and we could talk about that.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for being with us this afternoon, Dr. Rehm. It's great to hear the wealth of wisdom that you have regarding the feet. And so Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is Don Allen Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm with the Foot Expert Online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. Bye for now. Thank you. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Kenneth Remo, rights reserved.